It's McCurley in the morning on this Monday morning, and I am being joined in studio by Ethan Jones. Ethan has been bestowed a great honor for his wonderful play as a baseball player senior down in Fayetteville. First of all, Ethan, how you doing this morning?
Good. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. You're a busy man. A busy young man. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. You go to high school, just graduated from Fayetteville, right?
Just graduated from Fayetteville, going to Lawson State in the fall, working all summer, just enjoying it.
Yeah, if you are a Walgreens customer, Ethan's the man there. He can help you with just about anything. First of all, tell us a little bit about your family, mom and dad, their names, what they do.
My dad's Kenny Jones. He actually just got a new job working from home.
Wow. Good deal.
With Phillips Corp. My mom, she's the front desk lady at Chillsburg Primary Care. Most people probably see her on a daily basis.
Wow. I didn't know that.
My brother works. He just graduated a few years ago from Fayetteville, too.
Now, where's he working at?
NEMAC, where my dad used to work.
Yeah.
He just finished his electrician degree, so
wow.
He's doing pretty good.
Well, and first of all, you tell me this before we get into accolades and all this and the other. How many years have you been playing baseball?
Ever since I could pick one up.
About 4 or 5 years old.
I think it was 3 or 4. I was playing T-ball, definitely on the ground running at 4.
Now, did you play T-ball and youth league and all that in Sylacauga or in Chillsburg?
I played in Sylacauga. I played at the old Little League fields now.
Played
there at first and then went to Cal Ripken when got old enough.
I actually played at the Little League field in Sylacauga. So, and of course, Fayetteville High School, I know you made great grades. Talk a little bit about your academic stuff too.
I had A's and B's all throughout high school. I got 3.7 GPA, 22 on my ACT. I stayed good enough to keep mom happy.
You're in the real world now.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Listen, real quick, before we get into baseball and everything, how was it like playing for Coach Collier?
Oh, it's great. He teaches you to be a real competitor. And if he has certain ways he likes things done, if they don't get done the way he likes, then you're going to know.
What about my assistant coach, Coach Mario Hernandez?
Oh yeah, we love Coach Mario. He's kind of our more subtle, laid back. Like Coach Collier's hot, you need somebody to talk to. It's either you're gonna go talk to Coach Mario, and he's just a great dude. I've known his family for forever, and
oh yeah,
and they're just great people.
Aiden's gonna be a great ball player too.
Aiden's gonna be great.
Yeah,
he's gonna be really good.
Real quick too, for my other assistant coach, Nate Brewer, did he ever make you bunt? Because I know he loves to make people bunt.
So we always talked about it in practice. You can ask any of the coaches. I was probably top 5 bunters on the team. But there was no way I was gonna do it in a game. So I told Coach Carter I was gonna do it in a game one day. And he said, absolutely not. So,
absolutely not. We're not taking that big stick out of it.
Me and Big Unk tried, but we couldn't do it.
Who?
Me and Nate. We call him Big Unk.
Okay. That's what you call him. All right. Well, listen, we're going to get Ethan to stick around with us for a little bit. We're going to talk about something that that he won just a few days ago, and we're going to talk about that and their phenomenal season at Fayetteville this past year. So we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. Now more Hit Kicking Country on McCurley in the Morning. It's McCurley in the Morning on this Monday morning, joined by Ethan Jones, a star baseball player down at Fayetteville High School, just has graduated. And first of all, before we get into the latter part of the season where everything started pouring in for you guys, early in the season, how about a county championship?
Yep.
And I'm talking about, it was not what I consider a very easy road for Fayetteville to win the county championship. You beat Sylacauga,
uh-huh.
And then you beat, correct me if I'm wrong, Mumford.
Yep.
Then you beat Lincoln.
We didn't play Lincoln. It was just Sylacauga and then Mumford. Because we had the bye.
The bye. But still, I mean, you beat, larger schools. Fayetteville's probably the smallest school in the county now.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you guys win a county championship. You placed, I don't know, 7 or 8 guys on the all-county team. Mm-hmm. You win an area championship,
yep.
which you went undefeated in the area.
Yep.
And then you went all the way to the state championship game, finishing runner-up. And now you have won the 1A state player of the year. How about that, bro?
That's right. That's right.
How's that make you feel?
Good. It shows that all the hard work has really paid off. And I knew going into this year it was going to be special. And if I knew that I could do what I knew I could do, then I knew I had a chance.
Well, you're inked to play baseball at the next level at Lawson State. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But let's talk about the run to the runner-up state championship. I got to tell you, we followed you the whole time.
Yeah.
Not just you, but all of the Wolves. You know, we had a great time at Buffalo Wild Wings before the championship. Talk about the experience that not only you but your teammates had those 2 or 3 days there. I mean, I'm sure you were, you know, people were asking, people were talking. Uh-huh. How busy was it?
It was great. It was, of course, it didn't end how we wanted it to. But,
no.
But we had an entire community behind us, and that was probably the most special thing to me. It was to get up there and to play in front of everybody that you knew and everybody that knew about the school. It was really special, and it was a one-time thing.
Well, I know you guys could see the stands,
yeah,
especially at Jack State. Yeah. And you know, listen, at Chocolate too, but at Jack State that last day,
uh-huh.
from more than half on the Hubbardville side,
yeah.
then all the way around our dugout and all the way down the left field line, uh-huh. it was packed.
It was packed.
And there were 3 rows deep of people behind Jacob and I where uh-huh. we were up. You know, right in between yeah. the concession stand and the top row of the seating there. And I got to be honest with you. I've been doing this a long time. Next year will be 40 years that I've been doing this. We broke the internet during y'all's game. I don't know if anybody ever told y'all that or anything.
They did not. We did not know that.
Well, here's the way things work with Radio Alabama. When you're on a radio station, of course, you can catch it on the stream. People yeah. can listen to it on the app.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's only so many listeners that can listen on one stream.
Really?
We had people, my phone blew up. We had people texting, calling, saying, I can't get on.
I can't get on. It doesn't surprise me.
So Lee had to open up 4 lines of where people could get on the stream, 4 different stations. And I mean, it was just amazing. How many people were there and how many people were listening? I had
a ton of people text me like, hey, can't make it today, but just know I'll be listening. There was tons of those, and it's nice to know that people care.
Well, I will tell you this, and we're going to get into some stats here in a minute. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and take a little break here, play some more music, and when we come back, Ethan and I are going to reminisce about something that happened with him in the 3rd round of the actually it was 4th round of the playoffs. We'll talk about that when we come back with Ethan Jones on McCurley in the Morning. Ethan Jones in studio with me. We're talking Fayetteville baseball. Coach Cogger and his Wolves had an outstanding year. So proud of them and so proud of this young man. He's just great to talk to. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but when we were over at University Charter playing that doubleheader, they hit you, I think it was twice
yep.
in the first game
uh-huh.
and actually intentionally walked you either 1 or 2 other times.
Yep.
And I was going to the bathroom in between games, and Jacob was on the radio, and I said, I'll be back in a minute. And I ran into you,
yep.
and you said, Mr. Dave, they won't throw to me. And I said, well, when they do, make them pay for it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't remember if it was the first pitch of your first at bat of game 2. It may have been the second pitch.
So it was the first game I didn't swing at all.
Right.
I didn't have a chance to swing at all. And then the first at bat, I think I worked it like 3-0.
Yeah.
I think it was 3-0. And Coach Carter at first gave me the take sign, and then he was like, hey, wait a minute. And then he gave me the green light, and I ended up swinging, so it was first swing of the day.
Was it a fastball?
It was.
I thought it was a fastball, and I'm here to tell you, like I told you, I've been doing this a long time. That was one of the longest home runs I've ever seen in high school baseball in left center field at that place. And, I mean, they have these decks out there that, you know, for parties or tailgating or whatever. That thing was still going up when it went over one of those.
Yeah, that one was deep.
And then you backed it up your next at bat.
I did.
With a moonshot to deadway center.
Yeah.
Tell me this, and then correct me if I'm wrong, they hit you after that again.
They did.
on purpose, I'm
sure. After the first one, bat flip got a little bit crazy. I could admit that. And then I think I worked the count to like 2-2. In my second at bat, and then hit another one over dead center, and it was crazy. It was definitely surreal, and I think they hit me right after that one too, because they were not happy.
Those were two dominating performances, as well as the ones we had against Brantley. I think really, other than the state, the last two games, the games that we had against Maplesville was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were probably the closest of any. But all right, let's talk a little bit about your stats. Okay. Well, how many home runs you end up with?
I had 10 this year.
Wow, double digits and dingers.
That was the goal at the beginning of the year. We had to write down two goals that we wanted for ourselves, and that was definitely one of them. Was 10.
So. All right. So what about BA? What was your batting average?
It finished at .435 for the year.
Good gracious! Do they keep up with slugging percentage?
I think it was, 791.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it was pretty deep.
Well, now let's talk about your pitching, too, because it's not just hitting with Ethan. Pitching-wise, man, when they gave you the ball, I don't care who you were playing, yeah, your team's going to have a very good chance to win because you're around the plate somewhere all the time.
Early in the year, we were, you know, as most everybody knows, we were playing – those bigger schools.
Right.
And my ERA wasn't, it wasn't the greatest, but I kept us in what felt like most of the games. We were down 6-3 against Pelham when I came out. I can't remember the score of the Tennessee game.
How did you feel about playing those bigger teams?
I loved it. It was.
Made you better, didn't it?
It really gave us a chance to compete and know, like, we saw everything. We saw a hard-throwing lefty this year, a hard-throwing righty, soft-throwing righty, sidearm righties, funky lefties. We saw pretty much everything, and we saw how they do everything to know that, hey, this is legit, and we need to look after them.
Well, the game two pitcher at Maplesville that's going to UAB.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he could bring it.
He was good.
I thought he was a little wild, too.
He was. That was our game plan going in. We knew that he was going to get crazy a little bit. And Loralla ended up beating him beating him at his own game and making him throw strikes and getting timely hits. But we almost got him, but it was a really good game. I'm proud of the way we stayed in it.
Absolutely. And the way the comeback was in game three was phenomenal as well.
It was great.
All right, I got to ask you, going to Lawson State, are they going to use you as a pitcher?
I plan on going in as a two-way. I talked to Wes, our head coach, not too long ago. He actually said that he didn't know that I pitched that much, but he said he loved our coach Drake, our pitching coach. He's a really good guy, and I plan on going in as a two-way.
So now, what about, would you play any other positions in the field if you don't pitch?
I want to go in as a first baseman.
Yes,
I think that's going to be probably my best shot to be able to get in the field and swing it. So we got a bunch of talent coming in, so it'll be fun to compete.
And you got a high school teammates going there with you.
That's right. Yep, one of my best friends,
Brenton.
Yeah,
Cantrell going to be playing there as well. Need to get him in here and do a little interview
that's
with
right.
him.
You got to figure out where we're going to live first.
You hadn't figured that out yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, you got time. Listen, I will ask you this, though. Why Lawson State as opposed to anywhere else? Because I'm sure you had a lot of offers.
Lawson State just felt – I've known Coach West for probably 2 or 3 years now because he works at the place that I take hitting lessons from. And when I when I visited there, it was just, it doesn't have a good reputation, but Coach Wes hasn't had a chance with his recruiting class yet, and it just, it's an hour away from home.
That's the big thing.
Yep. It's an hour away from home. It felt like it had a lot of potential, and I think this year that it's going to be a lot different than when people think of Lawson State baseball in the past.
I can tell you this real quick before we go to our next segment. I actually went to Auburn, and you know, an hour and 10 minutes from Sylacauga. When I wanted to come home after football practice, I was a manager, and eat a good home-cooked meal by my mother, I could. It's not like being four or That's five right. hours away. Yeah. So it's a smart choice by you and Brenton, and I wish you all the best. I want to come up there and watch you all play. So,
of course.
I'm ready to go. It's not that far. All right, when we come back, I'm going to do with Ethan what I do with everybody else. We're going to play a little Fast Five and see pick his brain on some things. When we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Ethan Jones in studio with me. A great, great senior year. Great career at Fayetteville High School in baseball. He's going to play at Lawson State. 1A State Player of the Year in baseball. Congratulations on that. And, hey, you just reminded me during the break, in game one of the championship series, you got your 300th strikeout.
Yep.
That's amazing,
Ever since eighth grade, I've been working on that total. So
wow,
it was great to finally hit it, knowing that it was there.
He controlled the game when he was on that mound. I can tell you that. Ethan is a great pitcher, great hitter, just well rounded ball player. And Lawson State's getting a good one. All right, so we're gonna do something real quick. I call it Fast Five. I'm gonna ask you some questions.
Okay.
I want you to tell me the first thing that pops to your mind. It ain't got to be instantly. If you have to think about it a second, that's fine. All okay. Right,
let's do it.
Your favorite kind of food?
Chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo. I don't get that from guys too much. Yep. All right. When is the last time Ethan Jones read a book?
Probably. Wait, does like in books, like in class count?
Well, no, I'm talking about like if you
probably like seventh grade.
Yeah,
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Okay. when's the last time you washed your vehicle by hand?
Ever since I got a car, I have not washed it by hand. But when I had my black truck, I washed it by hand a good bit. So probably a year.
Cat or dog person?
Dog, for sure.
Dog. With you. I don't dislike cats, but I'd much rather have... Do you have a dog?
I have a Labradoodle.
His
name's Bo.
Well, our Vice President, Michael Brandon, I'm surprised he's not here today, has a Labradoodle named Indy.
Indy.
Yeah, he's wild too, boy. He's all around this place.
That's right.
All right, so tell me, when's the last time you went to the movie theater to watch a movie?
Oh, that was probably pretty recent. Me and my girlfriend, we go to the movie theater a lot. So probably a few months.
What was the last thing you saw?
Remember? Probably some type of scary movie, probably around Halloween time. We just watched the new Obsession movie.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, I'm going to let you give a shout out to her if you want to say hello.
So, Brinley Cosper, she's my girlfriend. She's one of the best people I've ever met, my best friend. Wouldn't be anywhere near where I was without her, for sure.
Great deal. Does she go to school?
She is in college rheumatology school at CAC right now.
Okay, so good deal.
She's definitely one of the most hard-working women I know.
All right. Athlete most looked up to? Professional, college, whatever.
I have to say Chipper Jones for sure. He's always been the favorite with number 10 and Jones on the back. Never got to switch hitting like him, but I always wanted to. Me and my hitting coach, Cody Hamilton, we always talk about me switch hitting because I'll go in there and mess around left-handed sometimes and sometimes hit a high velo and just mess with him. So now every time I come in, I ask if I can switch hit, but we all know that's not going to happen.
All right. What was your walk-up song?
This year it was a couple different things. At the beginning of the year, I had Thuggish Ruggish Bone by Bone Thugs and Harmony. And then I had Crew. And then come playoff time, I changed it to Bruce Wayne.
All right. So
it was pretty sweet.
So what's your favorite kind of music?
Favorite kind of music to listen to would probably be just country music.
All right. We like that here on Hit Kicking Country.
That's right.
All right. So one other question, and I'll get you out of here. I got to ask you, favorite, if you excel, not if, I know you're going to, you're going to excel at Lawson State.
Okay.
Let's say you go on to the next level.
Yeah.
Favorite baseball team that you would want to play for?
Like professional?
Yeah.
I definitely say the Braves, of course, because I'm a Braves fan.
It's Braves country.
Oh, no doubt. We love the A over at my house, even though if they just lost three straight series, but it is what it is.
I know. Well, they won, 11 of their first 12.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. We were off to a good start, but hopefully we'll get back in there.
Well, listen, congratulations on all of your accolades. Graduation, of course, county championship, area championship.
Thank you.
1A State Player of the Year, man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Tell your folks also, too, they've raised a great young man, and we're looking forward to seeing him play at Lawson State.
Sure.
Hey, thank you for coming in.
Yes, sir. Thank you.